Siegfried finally located the book he was looking for, took it down from the shelf, and began to leaf through it unhurriedly. Then, without looking up, he said quietly, "Well, how did the exams go?" Tristan swallowed carefully and took a deep breath. "Did all right in parasitology?" he replied in a flat monotone. Siegfried didn't appear to have heard. He had found something interesting in his book and settled back to read. He took his time over it, then put the book back on the shelf. He began again the business of going along the titles. Still with his back to his brother, he spoke again in the same soft voice. "How about pathology?" Tristan was on the edge of his chair now, as if ready to make a run for it. His eyes darted from his brother to the bookshelves and back again. "Didn't get it," he said tonelessly. There was no reaction from Siegfried. He kept up his patient search for his book, occasionally pulling a volume out, glancing at it, and replacing it carefully. Then he gave up the hunt, lay back in the chair with his arms dangling almost to the floor, and looked at Tristan. "So, you failed pathology," he said, conversationally. I was surprised to hear myself babbling with an edge of hysteria in my voice. "Well now, that's pretty good, you know. It puts him in the final year, and he'll be able to sit pat at Christmas. He won't lose any time that way, and after all, it's a tough subject." Siegfried turned a cold eye on me. "So you think it's pretty good, do you?" There was a pause and a long silence, which was broken by a totally unexpected bellow as he rounded on his brother. "Well, I don't. I think it's bloody awful. It's a damn disgrace, that's what it is. What the hell have you been doing all this term, anyway? Boozing, I should think, chasing women, spending my money, anything but working. And now you've got the bloody nerve to walk in here and tell me you've failed pathology? You're lazy, that's your trouble, isn't it? You're bloody bone idle." He was almost unrecognizable. His face was darkly flushed and his eyes glared. He yelled wildly again at his brother. "But I've had enough this time. I'm sick of you. I'm not going to work my fingers to the bloody bone to keep you up there idling your time away. This is the end. You're sacked, do you hear? Sacked once and for all. So get out of here. I don't want to see you around any more. Go on, get out." Tristan, who had preserved an air of injured dignity throughout, withdrew quietly. Writhing with embarrassment, I looked at Siegfried. He was showing the strain of the interview. His complexion had gone blotchy. He muttered to himself and drummed his fingers on the arm of the chair. I was aghast at having to witness this breakup, and I was grateful when Siegfried sent me on a call and I was able to get out of the room. It was nearly dark when I got back, and I drove round to the back lane and into the yard at the foot of the garden. The creaking of the garage doors disturbed the rooks and the great elms which overhung the buildings. Far up in the darkness there was a faint fluttering, a muffled cawing, then silence. As I stood listening, I became aware of a figure in the gloom, standing by the yard door, looking down the garden. As the face turned towards me, I saw it was Tristan. Again, I felt embarrassed. It was an unfortunate intrusion when the poor fellow had come up here to brood alone. "Sorry about the way things turned out," I said awkwardly. The tip of a cigarette glowed brightly as Tristan took a long pull. "No, no, that's all right. Could have been a lot worse, you know." "Worse? Well, it's bad enough, isn't it? What are you going to do?"
"Do? What do you mean?"
"Well, you've been kicked out, haven't you? I mean, where are you going to sleep tonight?" "Oh, I can see you don't understand," Tristan said. He took his cigarette from his mouth and I saw the gleam of very white teeth as he smiled. "You needn't worry. I'm sleeping here, and I'll be down to breakfast in the morning." "But how about your brother?" "Siegfried? Oh, he'll have forgotten all about it by then." "Are you sure?"
"Dead sure.
He's always sacking me, and he always forgets. Anyway, things turned out very well. The only tricky bit back there was getting him to swallow the bit about parasitology." I stared at the shadowy form by my side. Again, there was a rustling as the rooks stirred in the tall trees, then settled into silence. "The parasitology?"
"Yes.
If you think back, all I said was that I had done all right. I wasn't any more specific than that."
"Then you mean..."
Tristan laughed softly and thumped my shoulder. That's right. I didn't get Panasitology. I failed in both. But don't worry. I'll pass them at Christmas.